Central Estates Homeowners Association, the Magnolia Pool, the Magnolia Face Pool, I don't know what it was.
It's the Magnolia Face Pool.
And this is the Phil Henry Show. I'm General Galen Shaw. And with us is Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Robert?
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
And Margaret Gray and Phil Henry. And we've been invited over here to, again, talk with Bobby Dooley. Well, Phil, you've got the background of this.
I do, General. Thank you very much, and welcome, folks, to our show today. We are here at the Western States Magnolia Phase Pool. Bobby Dooley's with us, Steve Dooley. We're going to be talking here with Mark Abercrombie Hurt. Is that right, Bobby?
Yes.
And he is the man that apparently rearranged the letters on the sign so it reads Boob Dooley. Now, we have been talking to David G. Hall, who is the Vice President of Syndication, as you know, for our show, and Vice President of Digital and Syndication for our show, and it was his idea, and we concurred to have the Dooleys on. We have David on line two here right now. It's where he is in South Pasadena. David, let's talk a little bit about what you felt was the necessity of this.
And again, I want to say hello to the Dooleys.
Hello. Can I say something? Yes, go ahead.
Yep.
I didn't know that we'd be talking about this.
Yeah, well, my wife and I want to come on and just have it all chill.
I know that, but I wanted people to understand that you have a valid grievance, Ms. Dooley, and that, you have every right in the world to come on and explain this. I know that 2 days running, you haven't had a chance because Mr. Henry got sidetracked on the Boobie Dooley or whatever that controversy was.
Well, it's
it was Boob Dooley, but the most important, the beginning of it was the question as to why Western Estates Homeowners Association says that it's the Western Estates Homeowners Association featuring Bobby Dooley.
Oh, yeah. Well, either way, it seemed to me that Mr. Henry had mishandled it, and that's why I wanted to get on and tell him, what to do.
David, let's be clear. You don't tell me what to do, right? I mean, I'm on here.
Well, I'm directing you in this instance because Ms. Dooley came on at the first Monday. She wanted to talk about, I'm having a hamburger over here at Crawford's. I'm just down the street.
Why don't you come on over?
I don't have time. The first instance.
The one Monday we wanted to talk about the Western States featuring Bobby Dooley, and then we wanted to talk about the fact that Boob Dooley was written on our marquee, and we also wanted to deal, of course, with the flag at half-staff. There were a number of issues that were never addressed.
Exactly, and that's what we're trying to do on this show today, and that's why I've directed Mr. Henry.
Again, you don't direct me. I do what I want to do.
Well, all right, if you want to... Thank you.
Hello, David, nobody hangs up on me either.
Okay. Anyway, thank you. So there's no reason for me to be here because Phil doesn't take my direction.
Well, I did call you, and you at least got the ball rolling on this.
You're welcome.
David, I'm saying, you know what?
Why? You humiliate the man.
David, thank you. You're right. I did do what you told me to do.
Yeah, that's more like it.
David G. Hall, folks, are you done? David, are you done?
Yeah, this asshole that I got right. Oh, he's a pain in the...
Okay, he's done. Thanks a lot. You can hang up, bud.
What?
Hang up on David, okay?
Okay.
Henry, he's got a fucking ego.
Hang up on the guy, okay?
Sorry.
All right, back here.
You said back here.
Back here at Western Estates Homeowners Association with Bobby and Steve Dooley and Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman and the whole crew, General Galen Shaw, Robert Leonard. Bobby, tell us what happened this week that we didn't cover and that you want to cover, because we're not used to having a guest on 3 days running.
No, I know that. And I had contacted Mr. Hall because he is the director of the digital.
Yeah, we were told that that's who it was.
And he is, yes. All right. On Monday, you were talking to us about the sign. On Tuesday, you were talking to us about Boob Dooley. Yesterday, I think we continued with the Boob Dooley. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what we got here. That's my log says, yeah.
Well, I haven't checked.
You haven't checked.
Well, but Mr. Henry, don't you think you ought to get up to speed on...
Yeah, I'll get up to speed on it. Don't worry about it. I want to hear your side here so that I'm making sure that we're covering all of our bases. But as David told me and as you are telling me, we have not dealt with your topic sufficiently. You know, we have a lot of guests on this show.
Excuse me. Can I continue?
Go ahead. Yeah, my wife, when she's done, you get to talk.
Thank you, Steve. So, in reviewing your show logs, and it's a difficult thing for me to say in reviewing your show logs.
Why is that?
You know that I don't like any kind of double entendre when I'm talking, and here it is here. Well, no, Monday had, that was a show that was what?
Oh, that was our encore.
All right. So let's move on to Tuesday, and I think that's when you have, you were talking about a book, but also we came on.
Yeah, we came on with the marquee.
You came on because you wanted to talk to us about your marquee and also the flag not being at half staff, and according to the log that I have, you have a marquee put up near the gated entrance that says, you know what? Bobby Dooley is president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
I've got it right here. Bobby Dooley is president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association and has a marquee put up near the gated entrance that says so. And that's fine, but you didn't get into the next phase. Well, that was the boob Dooley, and we did get into that yesterday. Right, but we didn't cover it in any depth.
Yeah, also there's like the Night of the Long Knives. What's that about?
Oh, that was Steve Bozzle on a sex robot.
Well, that's just it. You had me on with a man who was talking about sex robots. So it was a little polluted, but we wanted to change the marquee from Boob Dolly, and then I wanted to talk about the flag not being at half staff. Yes, that's correct, yes.
All right, so we're today, then, what would you like to cover?
Well, I mean, it sounds like, Mr. Henry, you say today what do you want to cover? It sounds like we're telling you what to do, and if it sounds like we're telling you what to do, it doesn't sound like you care that you're doing it voluntarily like you want to.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as if you're enthusiastic. All right, so you want Phil to sound enthusiastic? Well, weren't you directed, Mr. Henry, by Mr. Hall to have enthusiasm?
Was I directed by Mr. Hall to have what?
To have I might be pronouncing it the wrong way.
But to have enthusiasm. You mean enthusiasm?
What is it? You enthusiasm?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Right, Mr. Hall, as I said, is a great, great asset to our show, but he doesn't tell me what emotions I'm supposed to express. I mean, that just has to come through the basic, creation and production and the ebb and the flow and the give and the take of an interview. Having said that, I am very enthusiastically wanting to hear, and you can believe me, you can take this to the bank, Mrs. Dooley and Mr. Dooley, that I am enthusiastically wanting to hear about the issue with the flag not being... Or the flag, was it half-staff?
Yeah, the flag at half-staff when we went down to... last summer we went to Goblin Creek.
Well, we were at Butner Lake.
Yeah, but we went to Goblin Creek on one weekend. They didn't half-staff it.
And the other part of that, again, is offensive, is when you talk about a flag being at half-staff, or someone saying the mast is at half-staff, it has a double entendre.
A double entendre?
Yes, a double entendre. Meaning having to do with a man's potency.
No, I'm aware of that.
Hey, a lot of these phrases...
Why is it laughing?
Bud.
Sorry.
And Bud is a he, if you don't...
I'm sorry, why is he laughing?
I was laughing because they were just saying about,
Yeah, it's all right, Ms. Dooley, sorry.
So that's the double entendre.
Yeah, no, I know that being at half-staff and all that stuff, but we try not to deal on that. Let's talk about this from an adult point of view, and that is when you and Steve go on vacation, you have the official flag of Western Estates lowered to half-staff?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and they won't do it. They just leave it flying high there on Wong Boulevard, you know.
There's a Marine Corps saying, flying proud at 3rd and... I don't know, it's an address.
Yeah, it's the Marine Corps' their headquarters at the Pentagon.
Yes, and we wanted to have something, proud and long on Wong, but it didn't work, and Steve, you worked up a few things, right?
Well, I just the stuff like flying high on the highway to hell. I can't rhyme too good.
neither one of us rhyme too good, so... Well, then maybe it's not a good idea to come up with a slogan. Well, we want at some point eventually to. But the Western Estates flag, I'm getting off track here, is gold and silver. And it has the Western Estates the Western Estates insignia, which is a palm tree and a pool.
Well, no, I'm looking at insignia now. Is this it here?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. This is the Western Estates Homeowners Association official insignia, and it's a picture of you standing in front of a palm tree, and off to the side is a man waving. Is that...
That's Steve.
Yeah, it's me. I'm off to the side. I'm waving.
Right, in the background.
Yeah.
All right, and then on the other side of you is another palm tree and what looks to be like a sports car?
That's a Corvette.
Okay, and then above you is a blimp.
Yeah, that's the Goodyear blimp, which is often, you know, you see it a lot and everything.
All right, well, does that have any significance for Western Estates?
No, it's the tranquility of a blimp.
The tranquility of the blimp.
The tranquility of the blimp.
Yeah, well, what is it about that insignia that tells you what a person needs to know?
What?
What are you saying?
What is it about the insignia that tells people what they need to know about Western Estates?
What is in that insignia?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. Western Estates, as we say, welcome to Western Estates, featuring Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve. We added underneath that. So the insignia of Western Estates is a picture of me, and right over the left shoulder is Steve waving, and he's wearing a swimsuit, and that is going to be featured today.
Now, that's a tiki torch that I'm holding.
All right, okay, is that what that is?
Yeah, I mean...
I didn't want to mention it because I have to be honest with you, the position of it, it looks like something else.
You know, it's very unfortunate the way that came out, but it's even more unfortunate that you would put it that way.
Well, Bobby, it does look like it is something else, but it's supposed to be a tiki torch.
Yes, just Steve's holding the tiki torch in his bathing suit, and he's waving.
All right, now, on the other side...
Yeah, on the other side is a picture of me and a sports car.
All right, well, there's already you there.
Well, the other picture is me in the background. So there's me in the foreground, me in the background, a sports car, and then the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah, and the Goodyear blimp is representative.
I mean, the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Goodyear blimp is representative of the tranquility that is to be found.
All right. Thank you for explaining that, because I'm not saying it's a bad insignia, but it's you. There's two images of you in it, Bobby. There's one of Steve. I have to be honest with you. Why is the tiki torch between his legs?
That's what I was holding it. So because it was windy day. That's taken from a photograph.
That's taken from a photograph. Yeah.
And I was holding it as a windy day.
You were holding it between your legs.
Yeah, I know. I was joking around and everything.
Well, why would you use that picture?
Why do you use a picture of yourself?
Because it seemed to be the most... It was the best representation of the tiki torch. There was no other photographs that reflected it.
Well, why not just have somebody create something?
It was based on a photograph.
Right. Why not have somebody create something that doesn't have to be based on a photograph?
I
don't... What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
They just... Okay.
No, really, what do you mean by that?
They don't have to have a photograph. They just draw a picture of Steve holding a tiki torch.
Well, it just comes out like a stick figure.
See, Steve drew that.
Steve drew this.
Yeah, Steve created the insignia, and he did it by copying from photographs.
Yeah, otherwise I'm not all that good at it. And if you made me do it from memory, then it would have to be a stick figure holding like a stick torch. It would look good.
A stick figure. So why not hire an artist, or is that too much money?
We don't need an artist. We know... It really has to be organic to us, me and Steve.
Yeah.
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. All right, now, on the flag, the Western Estates Homeowners Association flag, is this insignia. And that flag is lowered to half staff when you and Steve are gone.
That's correct. For instance, when we were at Goblin Point or Goblin Creek, it was half staff. But when we went back to Butner, somebody forgot to half staff it, and it was still full staff.
Yeah, see? See, you're the way you say it sounds like a man's penis.
Would you shut your hole?
Wait a minute, hold on. You know, bud, one of these days I'll stop people from coming after you.
What is this about?
Yeah, why are you, you're interviewing us.
I know, I don't like what he said.
I'm just saying, when you say full staff.
All right, so it's when the flag is up.
Flags are up. All right.
So the flag is up, that means you're in residence.
What? What does that mean?
It means you're there.
Yes.
And when the flag is down, you're not there.
Yeah, but now they half-staffed.
A flag at half staff means that there's mourning going on for someone who's passed on.
Yeah, well, that's what we found out, and that's that the guy was trying to be a joker.
See, that's what Mark Abercrombie was doing. He was attempting to make us look like complete and utter asses, with a capital A, as Steve said, just the capital A ass.
Yeah, with a flower in it.
With a flower in it. As Lloyd Bonafide, I think, used to say.
Well, that was actually me, but go ahead.
Well, no, it was Lloyd.
Yeah, it was. Well, I know you've used the phrase too, General.
Yeah, fine.
All right, so you guys look like asses with a flower in it. Let's get this Mark Abercrombie in here so we can talk. And this is a very unusual show we're having here today, folks, because it was requested by Steve, by you, Mr. Dooley, but also by David G. Hall, that we deal with this problem.
And we do appreciate Mr. Hall.
We appreciate Mr. Hall, you know, understanding.
No, we aim to please.
Yeah, we're trying to get to the bottom of this ourselves.
Well, I don't find that credible. I think that you may be lying. Excuse me, what gives you the right to call them liars? I don't find it credible to say that these men here, especially Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard, that they are interested in, redressing our grievances.
Well, they're dressing it up.
No, redressing. All right. Mark Abercrombie has just sat down here. Mark, you're a resident here at Western Estates. For how long?
My wife and I have been here since 1995. And that means, if I could just move in closer, sir. Since 1995. And that means that we've been here a good deal longer than you, Ms. Dooley, by at least 3 years.
And you're always throwing that up to me.
Well, I'm not trying to throw it up to you. I'm trying to make your husband and you mindful of the fact that a lot of people care about Western Estates. You're not just the only one. I'm sure you understand.
I understand that. And I think that Phil and Margaret and the show here need to be aware of the fact that you're very off-putting with the way you talk, the way you walk.
Yeah, you're off-putting.
I know that. I've taken your insults because you think I talk like a abnormal person or something.
It's like a gay squirrel.
It's like a gay squirrel.
Hold on. That's insulting. No, it's all right, Mr. Henry. I'm used to it at Homer's Association meetings. I'm so used to these two people.
Excuse me, Mark, but I have the floor. You have an off-putting squirrel voice.
Again, it's like a homosexual squirrel.
That says, this is the child. You see what I'm saying, Mr. Henry? This is the childishness that we're dealing with.
Yeah, but you're childish because you changed the sign around.
Bingo.
Bingo. Bingo.
All right, let's deal with that. Let's talk about bingo. Let's talk about bingo.
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo.
Let's talk about, this is what they do at the Homeowners Association meetings. They keep talking in the same way.
They're not interested in what happens at the Homeowners Association meetings, Mark. They're interested in what your excuse is for changing the sign to say, a boob dolly.
And that's why I'm here, to explain that, if I may, Mr. Henry.
I want to hear you do that, sir, Mr. Abercrombie, but I do feel there's a point to be made here. And that is the following thing. They act a certain way at these homeowners association meetings, and yet you are, acting out, I guess, is... I'm
a grandfather and a father, and I don't act out. If acting out, you're talking about what children do. I was pushed to the limits by name-calling, by characterizing me in a certain way. The...
Wait a minute, did not name-call you.
When you say a man sounds like a queer squirrel was the word that you used. You didn't use the word gay.
No, we did not.
Yes, you did. And by the way, for the record, I'm a married, heterosexual married man happily of 41 years.
Congratulations, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But I don't bring that up.
You're always lording that over us, though.
I'm not bringing that up, Ms. Dooley, to lord it over. I'm saying to your friends here, the broadcast, Mr. Henry, that's the fact. You call me a queer squirrel.
Well, a lot of it has to do with your personality.
My personality? Let me start at the beginning, if I could.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir. I'm not going to go back that far. I'm going to go back to the weekend this past, when you went to Laguna Beach.
That's correct.
And I had it. I'd been called Super Squirrel. We just had a homeowners association meeting, and these two had called me Super Squirrel, and they said, let's go to QS... And this was...
So this was a harassment.
This was absolutely a harassment.
No, it wasn't.
Ms. Dooley, I got to ask you to just
But it wasn't Mr. Henry. You can't let the man openly lie.
Now, I gotta ask, what is that smell, bud?
Oh, it's like... It smells like doo-doo.
What smells like doo-doo?
Well, I don't know, but it's not me.
Yeah, not me.
You have this on your shoe, sir.
Well, I must have stepped in some dog stuff coming over here. I was coming across that green.
You know that you're not allowed to walk the green. Only Steve and I are, as duly authorized.
Ms. Dooley, no one here adheres to those idiotic rules where we can't walk where you and Steve walk.
Well, look what happened. You've got dog doo-doo.
You mean I have dog excrement? Is that the word that you're trying to use?
You don't want us to use queer squirrel.
I'm going to ask Ms. Dooley and Mr. Dooley to please just shut up and let this gentleman finish what he's saying.
That's very insulting.
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Phil. And if you don't mind, I'm going to take these. I've got on golf cleats, and that's why the dog excrement stuck to them. I walked across this green that is supposed to be kept free. If I'm not supposed to walk there, and other people not, and you're the only ones allowed, who was walking their dog over there?
I was walking my dog, Petkin, and Steve was too.
Well, the dog relieved itself, and I stepped in it.
Well, that's...
Too bad on you.
It's your tough luck.
Why are you not picking up after the dog?
Not going to be questioned. I'm the Homeowners Association president. You are of a lower rank. You're a homeowner.
I'm of a higher rank. I'm a homeowner. That's my position.
See, that he doesn't get it.
Yeah, you've never been able to get it, Abercrombie. As much we try to...
You don't get it, Dooley. Because you're a Homeowners Association president and secretary does not mean you're of a higher rank. It means you serve me.
Want to tell us, sir, about what happened... When they were at the surf and sand,
they went down to this surf and sand.
Well, what about the dog do?
What do you want?
Here, take your shoes off, sir. I'll put them over here.
Put them over there for the... There's an attendant there who can...
Have the attendant clean the dog do-do?
Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry about that.
Sorry, sir.
So, when Ms. Dooley and her husband, Steve, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, decided to go to the surf and sand there in Laguna Beach and take a couple of days off, they made this announcement, as they do on the marquee. It said, the Dooleys will not be in residence. Western Estates, featuring Bobby Dooley, will not have the Dooleys in residence. That's how they are calling it.
But we have incorporation papers to change the name.
Yes, you know that we're trying to change the name.
You can change the name in your minds, but you cannot unilaterally change it without the consent of the board representing the homeowners.
I think that is legally, technically not binding, and I intend to prove it in court.
Yeah, because Ms. Dooley is not...
See what I'm saying? If I had the right attorney, I believe I could sue you right out of your job there as a Homeowners Association president.
But you don't have the right attorney.
I don't know of any attorney that's ever dealt with an individual such as yourself. That's why we'd rather deal with this through the election process.
Well, you haven't told us yet, though, about this, the half-staff.
Yeah, what happened here? They went down to Laguna Beach.
They went to Laguna Beach, and the flag was lowered. And I went to one of the security people, and I said to them, because we've got the three main gates. We have the Wong Gate, we have Butcherton, and we have Luella, which is bordering the property on the west side. Now, I went to Mr. Paro, and I said, the flag's not fully down. It should be. Isn't that what they want? He said, well, I have it at half staff. I thought that's what it was supposed to be. And I corrected him, and I said, no, it's got to be fully down. But as long as you have it at half staff, just keep it there. And he said, are you sure? I said, yes, because we are mourning. We are mourning the office of the president. It's like we've got a dead man.
Yeah. Well,
oh, my God.
So that's it. So that's the real reason.
The real reason, yes.
Well, all right, sir. I mean, I'm glad.
It's like we have a dead man running our homeowners association. And so I said, leave it at half staff. But that's not my job.
But what was your job was you not supposed to...
No, I was not supposed to go up and change the wording.
So you did, sir, and why?
I did out of frustration, I did out of anger, I did out of fear.
You were fearing for your own sanity.
Is that right, sir?
No, I was not fearing for my own sanity. I was fearing for what I might do.
Well, is that a threat of violence?
No, it's not a threat. I was fearing for what I might do to myself if I couldn't at least express...
Well, I mean, we understand.
If this is a difficult thing for you to express, sir, I understand that. Can you just tell me
how you went about changing. Well, I got a stepladder, and I got up on the marquee, and I just pulled the letters down, and I said to Mr. Parr, I said, don't do a thing. He made a move toward me like he was going to stop me from doing this. I said, you know that you can't do that. You put a hand on me, and you won't have hands left. And
so you threatened that poor man.
I did threaten him, and it's not his job to put his hands on me. So I changed the lettering. All right. So you changed it to Boob Dolly. That's right, Boob Dolly. And I thought, and I've said, and if you were to legally change your name, that's what it should be, Boob Dolly, for the way you've treated us. And this homeowners association.
This is a very. We didn't intend to come on here to be to have.
I didn't intend to come on here to be told to be made to look bad.
Yeah, we thought we'd get to say what we want to say and then sweep out of the room.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's another one, Mr. Henry. She doesn't want to enter a homeowners association meeting without Hail to the Chief playing, which is the dumbest thing.
Well, Bobby, you had that. You told us about that a few years ago. Yes, and it is still in force. It is still in force. The bylaws are very, very clear.
The bylaws are not clear. The bylaws are not clear, Mr. Henry, and I can show them to you.
No, they are very clear that Hail to the Chief is to be played when I walk into a homeowners association meeting. Some people think it is too grandiose. Some people believe that that I don't have the right. But we feel for any homeowners association president, any one of them, to be treated with respect.
Yep. Well, got it right here. You're playing here.
Okay, that's it right there. Is that it, Steve?
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let me.
That's Hail to the Chief.
Wait, yeah, it is.
Yeah, I didn't recognize.
That has to be played every time she walks into the room. So I, as a joke, and can you turn that down?
Wait, no, hold on. As I enter, Phil, I step. And then stand, and then step, and stand. So we do that step-stand thing?
Yeah, like they do at weddings?
Yeah.
It takes forever for her to come into the...
It takes a long time for you to come into the room, Bobby, and chair the meeting.
My,
Wait, this man... But doesn't it? Yes, it does. But do you have...
Yeah, I've got it.
This man decided that he would counter that by bringing in one of these boom boxes and playing a song that would distract everyone.
May I say, Phil?
Yeah.
I heard this song on your show. Here it is, right here.
This is it right here. Is this it?
Yeah, this is it. On Wolverton Mountain.
On Wolverton Mountain.
Why that song?
It reflects the hillbilly.
You're looking.
The entire Western Estates Homeowners Association has devolved into a hillbilly. I'm sorry to say this. Into a hillbilly fuck festival.
I'm not sitting here any longer.
Yeah, my wife. I won't have my wife here.
I'm leaving. Thank you.
Well, sir.
No, I'm leaving. Thank you.
Sweeter than honey.
That was Mark Abercrombie, the man who changed the sign to say Boob Dolly.
Bears and the birds.
And you can turn this down, bud.
You like this song, Mr. Henry?
Turn it down, bud.
Sorry. I thought you liked it.
No, I don't particularly like that song, no.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute, son. You played this on the show.
I don't care if I played it on the show. I don't like it. I don't like country music. Not that much. Now, look what you made me do. Yes, I do like country music, folks. I just don't like...
You don't like hillbilly. You're prejudiced against the... Steve?
Yeah, that's what we think. You're prejudiced against Billy.
You're prejudiced against Billy.
And who's Billy?
That's not a who. It's them. It's what we call the entire hillbilly...
The Billy is the hillbilly, but it's the diaspora of the hillbilly called the Billy. The diaspora? You mean the worldwide population of hillbillies? The Billy. What's wrong with you?
I'm all right. I'm just trying to hold it together here. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Tomorrow's show is going to be live. Not live, but tomorrow's show will be from San Francisco. Hope you join us. Here on the show. Hope you give us a listen. And we will be in San Francisco. We're going to be at a Sketch Fest tomorrow night at 8 o'clock there at the Café du Nord. So we've been very, very active here going from the studio out there at the El Pacifico over here to Western Estates. By the way, Bobby, I read and you were very, I think, you were very clear as to why it is It's called King Kong. I didn't know that there was a section of L.A. called King Kong, but you gave us the bordering towns.
On your tweeter. Oh, yeah. We're bordered on the north by Chatsworth and on the south by West Hills. We're just a sliver. But there was an old saying. They used to say if you want to get out of Chatsworth, you got to go through King Kong. And a lot of people got a kick out of that.
Yeah, a lot of people got a kick out of it, too.
Okay. I wonder how it... You know, so it came to be known as King Kong because of the King Estates?
The King Estates and Kong Highway.
And Kong Highway, which is otherwise... Is that Ventura Boulevard?
No, that is not.
No, a lot of people think Kong Highway is Ventura. No. No, it isn't.
All right. Talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Let's talk now about the flag at half staff. We just heard Mr. Abercrombie say that he saw that at half staff for the first time when you guys had gone to the Surf and Sand. And it's not supposed to be at half staff, but it was left there.
Well, yeah, I guess we misunderstood. Well, yeah, that's what we heard. The Dooleys misunderstood where the flag, when you're not in residence, the flag comes down. It doesn't go to half staff. Mr. Abercrombie, because of the enmity that he feels for the Dooleys, and they for him, I might add.
We're not all hung up on it, though.
Yeah, we're not all hung up like he is. But to imagine that a man would play, you know, to imagine that a man is going to go and do that to you.
I turn it down, bud.
Just to emphasize a point.
Yeah, see?
This is such an insult. If you're it's an insult to the diaspora of the Billy.
Turn that down. Thank you.
And so we went off to Surf and Sand, and they had a half staff. They told us that's what you do for a dead man.
When they told us that's what you do for a dead man, I said, well, what do you do when a couple is just out of town? And they said, you just lower the flag. And we said, we want to do that.
Yeah, I told them, I said, well, let's do that.
And that still caused the problem, because we got pushback from Jim Popejoy, right?
Well, him and Mr. Amparo.
Jim Popejoy said, I'm not going to do that because you're not the king and queen of England. You're the king and queen of anus land, is the way he put it. He said, what? I don't want to repeat it.
Well, obviously, that's somebody you have a discipline problem with and someone that you're going to want to talk to.
See,
they say don't go.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're dealing with.
On Wolverton Mountain.
Turn it down, will you?
That's what we're talking about.
Well, Dad, I thought that you picked it out.
We did not pick that out for the 900th time. Watch it. Watch what? The way you looked at Bud and...
Oh, my God. What do you think? My wife wants to hunch it?
You know what, Mr. Dooley? You're a pig and a slob and a swine. I hope that covers all the bases. If you need anything else, I'll be over there at the pool bar.
Okay.
My husband was defending me, all right?
I don't even know how we got to, but the last I heard was that that Wolverton Mountain thing was simply a comment on the fact that you have Hail to the Chief played every time you walk into a homeowners association meeting, and a lot of people find that to be an offense or an insult.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, this is it here. And I walk, step, here, Steve, show them.
Yeah, see, they step and step, step and step.
I went in on this. How long does it take you two to get to the podium? Oh, you're back, huh? Yes.
Take from the time we hit the door to the time the Bobby hits the podium, it's about a good 10 minutes, but you got to have respect.
I think you guys are way overboard on that.
Okay, Phil. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Ernie, blow the microphone, why don't you?
I think I'll kick you off the show, too. How about that?
Oh, man.
He's my husband. You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
What about the tiki torch dance?
You said that I could do it.
Well, you did, Mr. Henry.
All right, do your...
Let me, if you don't mind. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone, hi. It's Bobby Dooley. It's time for Steve to do the tiki torch dance. This is usually done on our Easter celebration with the Easter drums. But because we're being interviewed on a Phil Henry show, Steve is going to demonstrate now. He's going to get into the brief. This is the Fijian brief.
Woo! Yeah, get out of here.
And...
It's like a loin. It's not a loin. It's a...
It's a thong. It's the Fijian brief. Fine. And your torch, Steve? Don't do that.
Let the record show that Mr. Oh, never mind.
I'll say it. I mean, he grabbed his...
Yeah, he grabbed his thing.
And as we do the tiki torch dance, we're thankful. Would you people get away from the buffet? I'm talking. Shh. Just go ahead and do it, Steve.
Yeah. This is a recording that we don't have real drummers.
Yeah, I know, and you're just sitting there.
Well, I know I'm sitting here, but I want... Why can't you cut?
What is Mr. Henry supposed to do?
Make it sound like I'm actually... I'm dancing.
No, you're not dancing. You're sitting here, and you're eating a banana. And you're playing a recording of tiki drums.
They're not tiki drums. They're Fijian drums. I got a tiki torch.
When he does do it for real, you'll see it, Mr. Henry.
Shit.
Yeah, this is really exciting.
Let the record show that this guy's sitting here eating a banana. What's that?
Strawberries? You've never seen those? God.
Strawberries.
Okay. He's eating breakfast. The tiki torches are recorded. He's not dancing.
No, he's not, and that, I guess, is because he doesn't have to.
No, he doesn't.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Get a couple of bucks up in a plate and a bottle for me, man. I'll get out and dance.
And what does that mean?
I think you know.
Hey, Steve.
Steve, don't talk that way. Now, these are the children of Western Estates all celebrating Steve dancing in the thong.
It's a recording of people in Fiji.
Why do you have to keep pointing that out?
Yeah, but that's the way it's going to sound in real life.
All right, folks, the whole purpose...
All right, folks, that.
Hey, yeah. Hey,
you know something, Steve? Don't shove my husband. I'm shoving you, man.
Yeah, what's your problem, man?
My problem is the asshole attitude you've had here.
Mr. Harry, watch out.
No, I don't have to watch out for this putz. Turn it. Yeah, thank you.
You just shoved my husband.
Mr. Henry, you know, get away from me. Get out of here. What a dick.
That's it. We'll never be on your show again.
Yay.
Phil, you're going to hear from that man's lawyer. I know that woman.
I don't give a damn. I got a lawyer, too.
You're going to be in trouble.
Hey, man, you don't come on my show with your double entendre and walking around. You piss me off, man.
Just going to get this for... Get away from me, man.
Phil.
He pushed me again.
Sorry, folks, I...
You know what, Phil, let's just kill the... We're going to leave the show early here, folks. We apologize, but obviously Phil is having a hard time here.
I'm not having a hard time.
Oh, yes, you are. And...
I want to get my sunglasses.
No, get out of here.
I want my sunglasses.
No, get out of here.
You're a fucking asshole.
Push me.
You push me.
Fuck.
Well, that was good language.
Just put your head under a tap of water, will you?
Fuck this.
World famous.
Yeah, go ahead.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, podcast one.
Get out of here, man. I told you.
That sounded good.
Out of here, Steve.